Is it all summer songs today, Frank? I should have known. He's giving me the nod. I should have known. Frank's on top of it. It is summer officially arrives tonight, just after 8 o'clock. So we kick into the summer season. And so Frank has got summer songs lined up for us all morning long. Good morning. It's Evan Bray on this Friday morning. Boy, I'll tell you, the weather this weekend is not looking like sunny and hot. In fact, there's a lot of rain expected. The farmers, loving it. Those fighting fires in the north, praying for it. And there is some hope that we will see that. But, you know, this is the shift in the season when we start to see heat and then rain combined. That's when the storms start to hit. And there's been some tornado sightings, outbreaks, watches over the last 24 hours. I wanted to bring Abby Zivirink in from our newsroom. Abby's been following this story. Abby, thanks for popping into the studio here for a second.
Thanks for having me.
So there's been, what are we, Environment Canada's watching a potential 8, is that right?
8 at least is what I was told this morning. The meteorologist called it a tornado outbreak to me. Mm. So it's a lot. They all kind of were focused on the eastern side of the province. They said possibly more as they look into it today because none of them are confirmed yet.
Right. And so we should say these aren't right now. These are things that would have happened throughout the late afternoon, evening, last night.
Yeah.
Correct. So do we have reports of those 8? I've seen some pictures floating around online, on social media. Are there confirmed cases of damage in the province?
Well, Environment Canada told me they didn't hear anything, but we talked to a guy yesterday who said he saw a tornado swirling towards his neighbor's home, and it ended up like making the house lose some shingles, and a shipping container apparently hit the home.
Okay.
So that's kind of about it. I heard in a video that there was hay bales kind of being thrown around too. Mm-hmm. So
okay, that one with the shingles and the shipping container, was that the Chrono area one?
Yeah, that was the one.
I read that in your story that's on the webpage. So you'll continue to track this along for us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Good that's stuff. What we'll be doing all day.
Well, thank you for popping in, Abby. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Evan.
Abby Zivirink from our newsroom. By the way, if you have pictures, 1-877-332-8255. I know we've received a couple of texts this morning from listeners saying, you know what, in our area, here's a couple of things. And, you know, it's like those lighter tin sheds tipped over. So obviously some strong winds. I haven't seen any serious damage, which is great to see. You don't want to see that, but if you do have information you can share with us, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. Again, our text line and phone line is 1-877-332-8255. In fact, we've got the lines open right now. It's that time of the morning where we often like to hear from you if you've got something on your mind. This is something that we obviously followed along this week. Alberta Conservative Damian Kirik has officially resigned as an MP. This happened actually this week in the House of Commons.
Politics needs to be about doing what's best for your country. So for the people of Battle River Crowfoot, you put your trust in me. I have a simple request to all of you. I would ask that you trust me as I ask you in this upcoming by-election to put your trust in Pierre Poilievre and elect him as the Member of Parliament for Battle River Crowfoot.
So we know that there will be a by-election there. Pierre Poilievre represented the Ottawa seat of Carleton for 20 years, but in the general election this spring, lost that seat. So the by-election can be called no earlier than 11 days after the Speaker of the House of Commons formally informs the Chief Electoral Officer of the vacancy. So the vacancy happened on Tuesday. There is some feeling as if this by-election will likely happen sometime into August. The more I see of this young, and I say young, he looks younger to me, Alberta Conservative MP Damian Kirik, the more I like. He was on Vashi Kapelos the other day. I don't know if you saw that, because a lot of people are saying he'd been an MP for some time, and he actually was not far away from having had enough time in politics to register for his pension. He was 4 months shy of hitting 6 years of service as an elected member of parliament. So that's the eligibility threshold for pension. And many people were surprised that he was willing to step down. And I thought his answer was quite, quite telling on Vashi Capello's show.
I didn't get into politics for my pension. I got into politics to serve the communities in which I grew up in, played sports in as a kid, and have continued to volunteer prior to running for office, volunteering as somebody passionate about politics. So this was a practical way that I could give back to the region that I love and care about so much, and look forward to being able to see Pierre be that passionate representative of this region in Parliament. And when it comes to the question about the pension, look, like I said, I didn't get into politics because of the pension. And when one is talks about leadership, one has, you know, those rare opportunities in life where you can put that talk of service into action. And that's simply what this was.
That's pretty impressive. The fact that he's 4 months away from being vested into getting a pension and says, it's not about the pension for me. I was never in it for the pension. I was in it to try and improve my community, help people in my community. The people of Battle River Crowfoot definitely loved this guy. He won the last election by, what was it, 82% of the votes. I think it was 82 or just over 82% of the votes. There is no question that this will be a stronghold for the Conservatives, and no question that Pierre Poilievre will win this riding in the by-election. The question I have, and I'm curious to know your thought on this, is does Pierre Poilievre come back to the House with this newly elected old Liberal government with a new leader with the same strategy? You know, you look at the strategy that he had, especially with Trudeau and especially toward the end of Trudeau's time, it was really about pointing out the incompetence of the leader. I mean, that's what we heard from Pierre Poilievre a lot. Although it's only been a short time, we've seen the new prime minister display a different level of confidence than we saw from Trudeau. And many people, even those who are not Liberal supporters, are saying, you know what, it's not going as bad as I thought it was going to. There's been signs of and indications that he's trying to bring the West more into the fray. We've even heard that out of Premier Scott Moe and Danielle Smith's mouth, although they, of course, have some real strong points that they would still like to see met in terms of meeting the needs of the Western provinces. So what do you think? Does Poilievre, I mean, I'm not convinced he changes a whole lot. I think he's going to go back in there and he's going to continue to be that, you know, that constant source of holding the government accountable. That's the role, obviously, of the opposition. And I really don't know that he's going to have to change his tactics too much. But that said, there may be times, and maybe C5 is going to be the most recent example of that, although Poilievre isn't in the House for the vote. C5, the decision on these nation-building projects and fast-tracking how they are going to be approved, is one in which the Conservatives would consider supporting. So what do you think? 1-877-332-8255. Does Poilievre change? Is it the same tactics that we've seen all along? Does he continue to simply call out the Liberal government at every turn, or is there an opportunity here for them to work together on some issues? 1-877-332-8255. There's some early quick texters saying, absolutely not. He does not change. I don't want him to change. The Conservatives need to hold this Liberal government accountable. Somebody saying, Evan, don't forget. This is Bob. Evan, don't forget, while you might have changed the leader, you haven't changed many of the players. They were the ones that were there for the debacle in the last number of years. How do you think this is going to change? So a number of people saying, no change. Dylan with a text saying, Pierre Poilievre is a one-trick pony. All he knows is hate. Can you imagine him trying to work together with a government like everybody else? So, Dylan's not feeling as if Pierre Poilievre is capable of changing. Here's another texter, Steve, saying Pierre needs to focus on the inherent corruption in the Liberal Party. Carney is conveniently ignoring and hiding all the Liberal corruption and incompetence. What I will say is, the issues that you and I have talked about a lot over the last number of years, take the buyback program or the military weapon confiscation program or whatever you want to label it, that not only is not getting scrapped, but it appears as though they're doubling down on it. They've got the budget put forward. We know this is going to be millions and millions of dollars. What about the turning over the documents in the Green Tech Fund? We talked a little bit about that with Tom Korski yesterday. Is that water under the bridge? So there's a lot of focus right now on national unity, I would suggest, and we've talked about this on the show, that what's going on with the United States is probably a welcome distraction to some of these other issues that are a lot more divisive in Canada. Pierre Poilievre, strategy stay the same or does it change? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines, text lines are open for you here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Summer breeze.
Phone and text lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. Basically asking the question, Pierre Poilievre will be likely very soon this summer reelected in the new constituency that he will be running in. Will he change the way in which he approaches his job, given the fact that there's a new leader and a new leader with a new set of skills? A lot different, obviously, than what we saw with Trudeau. I said before the break that I kind of have really grown to like this Conservative MP, Damian Carrick. The more I saw of him, and we saw quite a bit this week when he formally announced his resignation so that Poilievre could run, we found out that he's just 4 months shy of hitting 6 years of service, which is that's the eligibility threshold for a pension. Vashi Kapelos asked him the other day, are you worried about that? Are you going to get compensated in some way? He said, no, I'm not, and I'm not worried about it. I didn't get into politics for the pension. I had a texter on the line that says, this makes Jagmeet Singh's situation look even that much more worse. Of course, lots of speculation that there was some attempts to prolong things before calling an election so that people could hit their pension threshold, and Singh was one of them, and he did. So this young fella here, who was elected the MP in the Alberta riding of Battle River Crowfoot back in 2019, has stepped aside, likely going to see that by-election happening in August of this year. Okay, I want to go to the phone lines. I got a couple of people that are calling in here. I'm going to start in Moose Jaw. I got Peter on the line. I'm asking if Pierre Poilievre changes his tactics once he's back in the House with now Mark Carney in the Prime Minister's position. What do you think, Peter?
Evan, kudos to this young fella in Alberta. That's very honorable of him. It gives you a little bit of faith in Canadian politics. I don't think that's the last we'll see of him in the House of Commons.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to be back. First of all, I think when you compare Justin Trudeau to basically anyone, you're setting the bar very, very low. So the bar is set for Carney. Carney's a smart man, and he's basically walking on a common sense agenda right now. And I think that's a conservative agenda. So it's pretty hard. Like, this was a genius move by the Liberals to sweep him in there. He has no reputation. He just comes with this, a lot of education and a lot of banking experience. And he was just basically made the expert. And so all of Eastern Canada, they fall in love with a cheap suit so quickly, they quickly jump on him. Poilievre was going to be the Prime Minister, so I don't think he does a lot of changing.
Mm.
I don't think you go through and you revamp his image. He is who he is. And I think once Carney, if he starts backing away from these projects and things start to go awry, and with people like Stephen Guilbeault in his cabinet, they're going to go awry. It's only a matter of time. And then we're going to see what happens once he gathers a little bit of baggage here.
Yeah.
I think Poilievre sits and waits because this Liberal sheep is not going to change its clothes too quickly.
The proof's in the pudding. That's has been said many times. Let's see what happens when the rubber hits the road. You pick the saying. It's something that we seem to hear time and time again. Peter, I appreciate your thoughts and comments. Another text on the line here, Randy and Dundurn. I don't think anything the Conservatives do will have any effect on their election chances. Mainstream media directly responsible for Carney's election. After 10 years of corruption, misguided immigration, lenient crime and bail laws, drug policies, Chinese election interference, Canadians are as easily duped as the election results confirm. Faye from Saskatoon. The Conservatives voted to send C5 to committee so that they could debate the bill. The Conservatives are the only entity that has any hope of keeping us safe from the Liberals and protecting our freedoms. Well, the Bloc and the NDP. Yeah, okay. I get where you're going there, Faye. Yeah, Grant from Benghoff was the one that said, speaking of pensions, what we heard about this young MP from Alberta makes Jagmeet Singh look even worse. Let's go back to the phone line, 1-877-332-8255. We'll go to Saskatoon. Is this James on the line?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What do you think, James Pierre? Does he change his strategy once he's reelected and back in the House, or is it status quo?
Polyev is nothing but a squatter. Like, he lost his seat. He's still sitting in Stornoway House. Taxpayers are paying for him. I would really laugh if he got his butt thumped in Alberta. I have talked to some people at Goldfoot, and they were a strong conservative. They said they will not vote for Polyev. Polyev's days are numbered.
You think so?
Yeah, when there's a leadership review, the best thing the conservatives could do, they've got much better people. All Polyev is mouth. He's been over 20 years as a politician. He spent over $8 million last year, $8,832,000 plus, where Trudeau was $4,194,000, Singh $3,798,000. This guy is nothing but a useless piece of crap.
Really, James? Well, first of all, I don't agree with you, your thought that he's not going to win. He's going to win that riding. There may be a couple of people. I don't know if he'll win by the same margin. 82% is a pretty strong margin that Damian Couric had won by in the spring election. That said, I mean, I do not see that changing. That riding will remain conservative. Pierre Poilievre will get his seat in the House of Commons, but there is a leadership review that's happening in January for the Conservatives. So does that change things? Will they have a closed door, back room, heart to heart around changing strategy? Keith in Regina said, I actually think Pierre Poilievre should read the writing and get along with the Liberals when possible. Pierre was successful getting rid of Trudeau and the carbon tax, for which I'm grateful. It's time for a new strategy. Keep an eye on those Liberals, but the game has changed. Tom in Dundurn said, the funny thing about those that are upset that Pierre is running in place of the elected Alberta MP, they don't seem concerned that Carney bumped out a three-term MP constituent to run in that riding as well, which is exactly right. That did happen. 100%. We saw that person ousted from that riding. That is where Mark Carney ran, and obviously it was a Liberal stronghold, which is what they would look for to ensure that he gets his seat. I still say that's a part of what happened. Pierre Poilievre spent a lot of time going across the country campaigning for the Conservatives as the leader of the Conservatives, was not able to spend as much time on the ground game in his area. You know, the Liberals did a heavy focus on that. Plus, the number of names that were on the ballot likely played into the loss of that riding. But what will happen? Yet to be seen. The by-election likely to happen in August. A leadership review for the Conservatives in January of 26. So the next few months will be important, and no doubt we'll continue to talk about it here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.